ETL Echo and Friends present the Senlithian Collab, an art and fic collaboration by Lithian and Senlin Yu.
ETL Echo presents Fate and Plans by Senlin Yu. Move back! Granger's voice was a deadly whisper as she rammed herself against Draco's body. The heel of one of her shoes dug agonizingly into his toes. Draco grunted as the breath was nearly knocked out of him, and shifted back as much as he could. It wasn't much, given that she was shoving him into the corner of a Hogwarts classroom behind a dilapidated wardrobe, past several buckets and cleaning supplies that shouldn't be there. His arm collided painfully into an uneven slab stone, and Granger's pointy knees and elbows seemed to be intentionally finding tender places into which to drive themselves. Admittedly, he'd dreamed of her touching him, and had a number of fantasies that specifically involved abandoned classrooms. However, while he wasn't averse to a bit of pain, he generally liked considerably more pleasure going along with it. He grunted again and tried to fold himself smaller, as Granger practically scaled him in her desperate attempt to squeeze both their bodies into what felt to be an impossibly small amount of space. "Granger!" Draco yelped her name as she came dangerously close to driving his family jewels up into his lower abdomen. "Be quiet!" Her eyes were inches away from his and flashing dangerously. Her entire body was pressed firmly against Draco's in a way that could have been incredibly arousing in literally any other circumstance. Unfortunately, Draco was devoutly preoccupied with trying to keep both her knees out from between his thighs. The classroom's door's hinges screeched, and in a fit of desperation, he gripped her by the hips, twisting her around in order to distance himself from said knees, and held her tight against his chest as he crammed himself forcefully back behind the wardrobe. Granger squirmed furiously, the heat from her body already bleeding through his shirt. "What a—" her enraged whisper cut off as there was a grinding sound, and the door swung open. They both went still. Draco could feel his heart pounding against Granger's back while he stood, both arms wrapped around her, and they stayed frozen. "No one comes here," a thick boyish voice said, and there was the distinct sound of two sets of footsteps entering the classroom and the sound of the door closing. Draco gave a silent, despairing sigh. This was all Granger's fault. Draco hadn't even wanted to come. He'd given compelling reasoning and arguments in opposition, but she'd been convinced that there were contraband potions being distributed among the students and was determined to prove it, even if that meant breaking through wards and going into parts of the castle that even they weren't allowed in, despite being head boy and girl. Draco only went along because someone with a sense of self-preservation needed to be around to ensure Granger didn't do good herself off a cliff or under a pile of rubble. It was entirely her fault. Admittedly, she had found evidence of illegal potion ingredients, but before they'd set up the detection wards on the classroom, they'd heard approaching footsteps. If they ran into students, much less penalized them for being in restricted parts of the castle, they'd potentially tip off the contraband potioneers that someone was closing in on the operation. Granger had made the split-second executive decision to shove Draco into the corner while muttering threats. "Are you sure?" The second voice was decidedly female. Draco swore internally. A couple. Of course. It was a fucking couple looking for a fucking place to fuck. Draco was so tightly folded into the corner, trying to keep out the damning beam of light cast across their hiding place, he couldn't even angle his arms enough to reach his wand and cast a disillusionment spell. Granger was balancing on her toes, and her arse shifted against Draco's crotch in a way that was as tantalizing as it was unhelpful as she tried to stabilize herself somewhat. He forced himself to ignore the warm, yielding curves molding against him as she squirmed. The smell of her floral shampoo filled his nose as he tried to breathe steadily, as though everything about his current situation was entirely normal. The footsteps got closer, and Granger immediately squished herself back, grinding against Draco as she tried to force them both further from sight. There was a shifting sound, and over Granger's bushy mountain of curls, Draco caught sight of a large male hand brushing the dust off one of the nearby desks. "Even the prefects aren't allowed here. No one will catch us." Draco tried to refrain from rolling his eyes. He knew the boy's voice. Granger's arse shifted again. It was very firm. He couldn't help but wonder if it'd be bouncy. The robes she was always dutifully wearing made it impossible to know these things. "If you promise," the girl said. Draco was certain he recognized her voice. "A Slytherin? Friday? No. Faraday?" Then there was a soft thump, and Draco could make out the girl's back and arse through Granger's curls as she seated herself on the edge of the desk. There was a pause, and then soft, wet sounds and little moans began slowly filling the air. Draco wanted to ram his head into the wall. He could barely see around the corner from his position without risking being seen, but as the moans and panting grew louder, the desk creaked and the couple toppled across it, suddenly more visible. The girl's shirt was halfway off already, and she was beginning to moan louder and louder. Draco was growing unpleasantly warm as he tried to ignore the sounds and think of anything other than where he currently was. He was not crammed into a corner against the tempting body of Granger, who wouldn't seem to hold still. He was not listening to the throaty moans of a seventh-year girl, or the sounds of bodies rubbing and caressing each other. The blood was not pulsing through him, far, far away from his brain, until his clothing felt too tight in several places. This was not an appropriate time to develop an erection. In fact, it was a terrible, terrible time for one. He simply would not allow it. He would redirect his blood flow through sheer willpower, if need be. Granger would murder him if she noticed, and they'd only started to get along. Draco had an entire campaign laid out and ready for getting along, and a preemptive erection would bollocks it up entirely. Faraday gave a keening sound. Draco bit his lip and immediately started to crane his head forward without thinking, trying to see more clearly as his cock twitched and hardened within the confines of his trousers. Granger squirmed, her pert arse sliding against him in a way that felt positively mocking. The blood rushed to his groin fast enough to make his head spin. He swallowed and forced himself to pull away rather than follow the inviting curves. Unsexy thoughts. He needed something profoundly unarousing. Something entirely opposite of the long, pleasurable moans filling the air and the enticing body pressed against his. Christ, her hips were made to grab. Don't even think about it. He suppressed a groan. Focus on something else. Cobwebs were everywhere. He was probably getting them on his robes and in his hair. Why was there a broomstick here? Granger's arse shifted again, and Draco stopped giving a fuck about cobwebs or broomsticks. He bit his lip and tried to think of something else. And Dumbledore. Dumbledore naked. Dumbledore wanking. Oh, God, somebody blind him. Draco physically recoiled at the thought, his cock softening, and he felt as though his testicles might just shrivel up and die from horror. At least it worked. He gave a slow sigh of relief and tilted his head back, determined to occlude, and simply ignore his present circumstances in order to avoid his castration and the ruination of any courtship ideas he may or may not have in mind. He'd just stay still, and it would be fine. Granger shifted again, her arse rubbing along the length of his cock, and all foul thoughts of Dumbledore's wrinkly dick vanished from Draco's consciousness as his cock sprang eagerly back to life. He gripped Granger by the hip, trying desperately to keep her still. "Fuck! You're so hot! I need to be inside you," the boy said. His voice was thick and muffled. Draco's throat tightened, and his cock throbbed. The universe was aligned against him, every fucking particle of it. This was the end. Granger would murder him, and he'd go down in the annals of Hogwarts history as some sort of sexual deviant. He was only there because he'd been trying to be helpful. He needed to prove that he could be helpful, because being helpful was a key element of his getting-along strategy. Granger wriggled against Draco again, oblivious to his internal crises, and it sent such a blinding flood of sensation through his nerves that he nearly swore aloud. He held her tighter and tried desperately to think of a means of communicating the vital necessity of not grinding her arse against his crotch that wouldn't require him explaining why. As he caught sight of her face, he froze. Granger wasn't paying any attention to him. Her eyes were locked on the students in the desk. Her cheeks visibly flushed, and her mouth was hanging ajar. As she kept watching, she squirmed against Draco again, and he realized that she was rubbing her thighs together. Granger was aroused. Visibly and overtly aroused. She was squirming against him, obliviously, because her eyes were nearly glazed with hungry longing as she stared at the couple snugging on the desk. This was not a turn of events that had even occurred to Draco. "Touch me," Faraday said, her voice a low whimper that shivered through Draco's gut. He glanced up just in time to see her shirt pulled open as she bared her tits. They were large with dark areolas, and Draco's brain stalled in a pulsing haze as he watched the boy cup them in his hands, running a fingertip over the tip of each nipple. Faraday gave a long moan that shot straight to Draco's groin, his stomach muscles clenching. He could feel a shiver ripple up Granger's spine, and he glanced down. Her nipples were hard. Christ! His mouth watered as he stared at them, biting down on his lip. His cock was straining in his trousers, and it was growing unbearably comfortable not to reach down and do anything about it. Just a few quick strokes to relieve some of the ache. This was cruelly unfair, even by Draco's standards. She was literally in his arms, and aroused, and he had to stand there, trying to restrain himself from reacting to or reaching out for her. He forced himself to tear his eyes away. Granger whimpered. The sound was soft but audible. She instantly went stiff, but neither Faraday nor her partner appeared to have heard it. Granger looked over her shoulder at Draco and turned a brilliant shade of red. She looked away quickly, her eyes squeezing shut. The moaning was getting noisier and increasingly lewd, but Draco couldn't bring himself to stop watching Granger as she visibly fought to stifle her reactions. He curled his hands into tight fists. He wouldn't touch her, he'd just look. Her chest was rising and falling rapidly. Her cheeks were still stained red, and there was a shimmer of sweat on her temples that a few small curls clung to. Her eyebrows furrowed tightly together, and her tongue darted out across her lips. He wanted to have her tongue swipe across his lips the same way. Would she taste spicy or sweet? Draco's fingers twitched from the desire to reach out and run his thumb across her lower lip and slide it into her mouth, her warm tongue lapping at his fingertips. "Oh, fuck, you're so wet," the boy groaned. Granger visibly trembled and bit down on her lip as she exhaled in a series of unsteady pants, and an undeniably audible moan escaped her. Without thinking, Draco clamped a hand over her mouth. Oh, fuck, he was dead now. Her eyes shot open instantly, and he thought she'd rip his hand off and possibly attempt to deck him in the face. Instead, she stared at him for a moment and then gave a small nod, exhaling through her nose. Hot breath grazed across the back of his knuckles, and a shiver slid through his gut. Her chin was cupped in his hand, and the outline of her parted lips grazed against his palm and sent a flush of heat rushing through him. He'd never touched her before. He'd been punched and elbowed and shoved behind a wardrobe by her, gripped her defensively by the hips, but this was the first time he was consciously reaching out and touching her bare skin. His heart was beginning to pound, and he watched Granger stare back at the couple on the desk, seemingly unable to look away. Her chest rose, and her body quivered against Draco's. Her hand rose up and gripped his forearm, pressing his hand more firmly against her jaw. The tantalizing pressure, rubbing up and down against his cock, made it impossible to think straight. He shifted surreptitiously behind her, trying to relieve the heaviness. She moaned. This time, the sound was soft enough to be inaudible, but Draco could feel the vibration of it against his hand. His entire body felt too warm, and his other hand was itching to move. Her lips brushed against his palm, and the sensation caused Draco to bite back a moan of his own. She wasn't minding him, he didn't think. She seemed like she wanted to be touched. He brushed his fingers across her cheek. Her skin was warm and soft. She'd broken up with Weasley before the school year started, and been immune to any and all romantic overtures ever since. Not that Draco had been the one making any yet. He'd simply been forced to bear witness to an inordinate number of them. The prudish, sharp-voiced way she deducted points over indecent behavior had Draco convinced she was simply not interested. However, the hungry sense of anticipation as she watched the couple on the desk had Draco suddenly reconsidering. He had a growing sense of suspicion that no one had ever touched Granger properly. Weasley didn't exactly give the impression of being the attentive, detail-oriented sort. The whole school had seen him mauling and pawing the brown girl. Granger's eyes were wide with fascination as the boy kissed across Faraday's tits, his hands sliding up and down her thighs. His mouth paused over a nipple. Granger trembled and ceased breathing until the boy flicked his tongue against the tip and slowly sucked it into his mouth. Granger whimpered at the same time Faraday did, her eyes squeezing shut again as her jaw went slack against Draco's palm. She quivered against him. Draco buried his face against her shoulder as his hips ground against her, as he tried to suppress his burning desire to feel his bare skin against hers. His free hand was still resting just above her hip where her shirt was tucked into her skirt. It would be so easy to pull up her shirt and slip a hand under. She might like it. If she didn't like it, she had two hands free, a wand, a bone-corroding glare, and probably several other tricks up her sleeve that Draco probably didn't want to think about. He could do it in a way that she'd like. His hand was nearly shaking as he carefully pulled her shirt out of her skirt and slid his hand under the fabric, brushing it gently across her bare skin. She looked up, and he stilled without removing his hand. He could see her internal debate. The arguments were almost visible in her eyes as they ran through her mind. He raised an eyebrow and moved his fingers gently across her abdomen. Her eyes fluttered, and she gave a small nod of assent. His blood was pounding, and he could barely breathe as he moved his hand up further. He wanted to squeeze and knead every inch of her, but he forced himself to brush his fingers lightly across her warm skin. The way she'd held her breath as she watched Faraday, he was certain anticipation was half her game. She didn't want to be mauled. His fingers barely skimmed across her skin as they ran a meandering path up her stomach, feeling the nip of her waist and jut of her ribs as she inhaled, tracing his way along each bone, trying to find every spot where she responded. She whimpered against the palm of his hand. There was a rushing pulse through his veins as he mapped her body with his fingertips, discovering which touches made her stop breathing and lean into his hands. His fingers kept exploring higher until he reached the soft swell of the underside of her tits. Bare. No bra. Oh, God. Draco's mouth went dry as he exhaled heavily against her ear, and then fought back the impulse to run his teeth against the side of her neck. He dipped his head forwards before stopping himself. He shouldn't. She'd probably go stiff if he touched her in a way that seemed like he thought there was a them. There wasn't. He was giving her something she wanted and getting something he wanted. Mutual benefit was all it was. For now. He just wanted to know what she'd be like to touch. Braless, apparently. He was never going to get that piece of information out of his brain, ever. If he'd had any doubts about whether Granger got off cerebrally, they'd all but vanished now. The swatty, imperious way that she ran the school and enforced the rules, despite being the prime enabler of every damn thing that Potter and Weasley had done. She loved the thrill of getting away with things that other people weren't clever enough to. Weasley probably didn't even know how to make her wet. She'd want someone who set her brain on fire. Her mind was what needed to be seduced. His pulse quickened. She might not like him much, but he knew he didn't bore her. He could come up with innumerable ways to continue not boring her if that was what she wanted. Rule breaker. He breathed the words against her ear, and she gave a low whimper, eyes rolling back. He imagined himself sitting next to Granger in a prefect meetings, discussing patrol schedules while his hand slid under her skirt, Granger keeping straight-faced and non-reactive as his fingers ran along her inner thighs and then further, until the prefects left. He could not bore her indefinitely. He'd give her every sensation she wanted, set her mind alight with anticipation. His cock throbbed, and he bit his lip, shifting against her so that he was pressed firmly in the small of her back. He was barely breathing as he pulled her closer, and his fingers slid up further, tracing around the circumference of her bare breast. Not huge tits, but enough to be a handful. He squeezed and then exhaled heavily against her neck. She was incredibly soft. If he didn't keep his head straight, he was going to get lost touching her. He'd actually tried very hard not to dwell on thoughts of Granger when the school year started. However, despite his best efforts, certain things were simply inevitable. He spent half his time working with Granger, looking at Granger, listening to Granger, walking through the halls with Granger. He'd have to be completely blind, deaf, and insensate not to notice her. His mind was already spinning fantasy after fantasy, cataloging all the details he never wanted to forget. Her arse pressed against his cock and the curves under his fingers, her hair tickling against his face as he breathed in her scent of perspiration, the weight of her tit cupped warm in his hand, and her burning breath as she panted against his palm, the divine arch of her spine as he molded her against his body. He wanted to map out every inch of her with his tongue. His fingers slid up until he found her nipple. Her entire body went rigid as his index finger brushed across it. It pebbled and hardened instantly at his touch. Of course she'd be sensitive. He swallowed, and his tongue flicked against his teeth as he imagined her nipple in his mouth. His heart was pounding loud enough she could probably hear it, and he gave an unsteady breath as he brushed the flat of his thumb across it again, moving his thumb across the tip in a circular motion. Granger shook and whimpered more audibly against his hand. He wished he had her laid out on a desk, or anywhere. He wasn't picky. He'd agree to anywhere on any terms if it meant he could see her. He wanted to know what her tits looked like, how they'd look cupped in his hands, how she'd taste, everywhere, what sounds she'd make if he wasn't muffling them. Her nipples were probably lighter than Faraday's, maybe pinkish. He ran his fingers across them, feeling it, trying to visualize it. Smaller. Granger was breathing harder, gripping his arm to keep his hand against her mouth, knuckles white. Her other hand dropped and gripped Draco's thigh through his robes, fingers curling, and all he could think about was the way they'd feel around his cock. Just thinking about her touching him, and he felt ready to explode in his trousers. He squeezed her tit harder and ground his hips against her, the friction simultaneously relieving and intensifying the throbbing ache. A creaking, rocking sound filled the air, punctuated by moans and the slap of skin against skin, but Draco was preoccupied with Granger's tits and the low, muffled whimpers she was making against his hand as he touched her. The tip of her tongue ran against the center of Draco's palm. His breath caught, and his entire body went so rigid he shook. Fuck. It shouldn't be this intense just to touch a girl, even if it was a girl he'd admittedly spent a considerable amount of time thinking about touching. Her mouth was open as she panted against his palm, burning, hot and wet. He squeezed and ran his thumb across the top of her nipple again, and she moaned, low and strained in her throat, and trembled against him. Draco bit back a groan. Her hand suddenly slid under her shirt and closed around his wrist, stilling him. Draco froze, a constricting coldness in his chest and stomach. Had he done something wrong? Was she put off because she'd realized he was turned on? She didn't mind being touched, but she didn't want any of that from him. His heart clenched as he let go. But she didn't pull his hand away. Her fingers kept gripping and then loosening around his wrist as though she were conflicted. The hardened nub of her nipple kept brushing teasingly against his fingers every time she inhaled. Then she seemed to make up her mind. She gripped his hand more firmly and slid it down her torso until his hand was splayed against her pelvis. She stopped short, and they both stood, unmoving, for several seconds. Neither of them was breathing. She stared up at Draco with a significant expression for a moment, and then looked away again, cheeks flushing. Ah. Understanding dawned on Draco, along with a flood of relief, and he exhaled heavily. She wasn't going to shove his hand down her knickers, but she was signaling to Draco that, if he so wished, he may explore beyond her tits. She wanted him to touch her. A thrill of anticipatory elation rushed through him, and his fingers curled against her skin. He slid his hand out from under her shirt and pulled her skirt up until he could get under it. His shoulder was grinding uncomfortably into the wall in order to achieve the proper angle, but he didn't care. Her inner thighs were satiny as his fingers trailed up. When he got close, her breathing against his hand sped up. Her fingers dug bruisingly through the fabric of his robes and into his forearm, and she parted her legs for him. Faraday was moaning loudly with every screech of the desk. This was the most arousing thing that had ever happened to Draco in his entire life. He didn't think he'd ever been as hard as he currently was. Her skin, the way she got off on it, he wanted to make her scream. His hand slid up tentatively further until he grazed the fabric of Granger's knickers. She was already wet through. He groaned softly against her shoulder and felt her shiver as he ran his fingers over the warm, swollen folds hidden behind cotton, finding the covered slit between her legs. She rolled her hips forward and he cupped her intimately. He bit his lips, rubbing against her arse. She inhaled unsteadily and the air rushed across his knuckles. He hooked a finger around the edge of her knickers and tugged them down her legs. He wanted to touch her bare and and feel her arousal on his fingers. He reached back, brushing his fingers over her swollen folds. He closed his eyes, imagining her laid out on his desk in the head office, or his bed. Christ, if he could get her into his bed. Shirt off, tits bare, skirt bunched up around her waist. Heart pounding, he dragged in an unsteady breath, and it burned through his lungs. His skin felt tight. How do you want to be touched, Granger? The air around them had grown tangibly warm and damp from how heavily they were both breathing in the enclosed space. He could smell her. It had already been a teasing note in the air, but with her knickers out of the way, the sharp, heady, unmistakable scent of her arousal was pervasive in the air around them. He buried his face against her shoulder and bit down through her shirt. She gasped against his hand and her hips bucked against his fingers. He spread her folds so he could touch her clit with a fingertip. He stroked her gently. She was wet and slick as sin and feverishly hot, and she was incredibly responsive. She shuddered and her legs nearly gave out. Draco pulled her back more firmly and ground his hips against her arse as his fingers teased between her legs. She was dripping. Tension pooled like fire in his groin. Draco was breathing so heavily he could barely hear Faraday and her partner now. He might not be able to see Granger, but he could hear her and feel her every reaction against his body as though he were attuned to her. It was like playing an instrument. She vibrated at his touch, her burning breath coming in increasingly shallow pants. The toes of her shoes were scrabbling across the floor as she tried to arch and press herself against his fingers. Her arm shook, and she gripped his thigh harder as his fingers slid deeper, stroking lightly. If it were his mouth, he'd be lapping at her softly, teasing her, drinking her in. He tried to recreate the movement with his fingertips. Her jaw had gone slack, and he could feel her saliva slick and running down his palm as she moaned against his hand. His hands were coated. Her head fell back against his shoulder. Draco stared down at her. Her eyes were closed, eyebrows furrowed. Everything else was forgotten now. She was as mesmerizing as a fire, vibrant and burning. Touching her was like reaching out and brushing against the sun. He couldn't help but wonder if anyone else had ever seen her like this, completely lost in what she was feeling. He slid his finger further into her heat, and she clenched around him. He bit down on his tongue so hard he tasted the tang of blood. The urge to push inside her was becoming painful to ignore. She'd be so tight and burning on his cock. He glanced up. The boy was grunting heavily and already demonstrating considerably more endurance than Draco would have credited to anyone dense enough to choose to have sex in a hazardous area. If Draco wanted to get Granger off, he needed to do so quickly before the loud morons on the desk were finished. He rubbed his thumb in a slow circle as he pumped his fingers deeper. She shifted, and her knickers fell down onto his shoe. Granger's hips rolled against him, and his hips jerked involuntarily. Her breath was coming faster and faster. He was so close to getting her there. He brushed against her clit more insistently, teasing, pressing, and rubbing once more as she suddenly stiffened and shook as she came apart, clenching around his fingers as arousal flooded across his fingers. Oh, yes, fuck. She was impossibly tight. Draco's eyes slid shut as he felt her burning core spasm, clenching and gripping him again and again until she finally went limp. He withdrew his fingers and wrapped his arm firmly around her waist. Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck! Draco looked up to see the boy clambering off the desk, breathing heavily. Draco had apparently missed the finale. That was amazing. You're amazing, the boy was saying between heavy pants. He awkwardly tucked his cock into his drawers and buttoned his trousers as Faraday sat up and began pulling her clothes back on. Did I get you at the end? I couldn't tell. The boy looked up at Faraday with an expectant expression. Yeah, Faraday said in a tone that clearly indicated no. The boy, a Gryffindor, of course he was a Gryffindor, didn't appear to pick up on the nuances of tone as he rebuttoned his shirt and got his tie back into place. Good, I thought so, but it's hard to tell. Yeah, it was really good. Draco rolled his eyes so hard he thought they might get stuck. Granger's heart was pounding with such ferocity that he could feel it through her ribcage as he held her. Faraday hopped off the desk and out of sight. There were more sounds of kissing, and finally the hinges of the classroom door creaked and the sound of retreating footsteps faded into the distance. Draco slowly slid his hand away from Granger's mouth. His palm was so slick with her saliva it shone, and she instantly straightened and wrenched herself out of his arms, nearly falling over in her haste to scramble out from behind the wardrobe. By the time Draco managed to squeeze himself out of the corner, she had already retucked her shirt into her skirt and wiped the drool from her chin. Her face was red enough to rival the Weasley's hair. She avoided Draco's eyes assiduously and didn't appear able to bring herself to look at the desk either. "That was..." she started, and then cut off, and her face somehow grew in an even more brilliant shade of scarlet. Draco was still painfully hard, and it was difficult to think about anything else. "Sorry," her voice wobbled, "about all that. I'm so sorry. That was so incredibly inappropriate of me." Her mouth opened and closed several times before she made a choking sound. "I think I should go to bed." Her voice was strained and climbing towards the rafters. "We can set the wards here tomorrow." She nodded rapidly to herself, rubbing the palms of her hands rapidly against her skirt. I'll see you tomorrow. Again, I'm so sorry." She turned and bolted from the classroom, and he could hear her heels pounding rapidly against the stone floor as she fled. Draco was hardly in any condition to go chasing after her, regardless of how much he wanted to. He leaned against the wardrobe with a groan and adjusted his cock. His balls were so heavy they were aching. He could smell Granger's shampoo on his robes, and the scent of her arousal still clung to his fingers. He was not going to wank there. Hanging around, tossing off in a classroom that might soon be in the center of a school investigation, would not look good for him if any traces were found. He turned stiffly to go, but paused as he glimpsed something pink on the floor, almost hidden in the shadow of the corner. Draco picked it up. Granger's knickers. A smile pulled at the corner of his mouth. He slipped them carefully into his pocket, running his fingers along the fabric as he left the classroom. Granger was certain to arrive tomorrow composed and armed with an elaborate apology and some sort of secretly cursed confidentiality agreement. Draco intended to have a counteroffer ready. Forget the old plan. He had a better one in mind now.
Thank you for listening to this portion of the Senlithian Collab, brought to you by ETL Echo and friends. For more updates and stories from ETL Echo, you can follow us on TikTok, Tumblr, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts at etl.echo.audiobooks. ETL Echo, echoing tales of enemies to lovers.